But I have been trying to point out the last couple of days that people have been loaded on buses to go to Gina to protest the racial injustice there, you know, and be told that slavery still exists and that segregation still exists across the country. That there are, it, being told there are schools where principals allow white students to segregate themselves from black and won't let the black students sit under their tree. They tell them that. I bet they can't find one other example of it. But they're being loaded on buses from cities where black people are being killed every day at an astonishing rate by black people, and no one's saying a word.
Protesters wore black to symbolize their support for six high school students they say were targets of racism. And some in the crowd hope the outcry over Gina 6 is a starting point for a new generation to help raise the banner for justice.
Young people are picking up. We're getting sensitive. We're moving on. It's a wonderful time.
What do we want?
Justice!
What do we want? Now!
There was a similar protest across town at Morgan State University.
Free the Gina 6.
What's it, Gina or Jen?
It's not an isolated incident. Things like this happen all over the United States, whether they go reported or unreported or publicized or not.
Where do they go?
It's our job to make everyone accountable for what's going on.
Racism is not confined just to Louisiana, and we have to confront it everywhere.
Where?
I feel ashamed.
Where is this going on? I'll tell you where it's going.
The protest, but also pledged to help Gina 6 families pay their legal bills.
Why didn't that reporter challenge that? Why did he just let them say that?
Political correctness.
He's from Baltimore. What's the murder number in Baltimore right now, just up the road?
It's hard to tell because there's two or three more every night. I think it's hovering around 160.
Unbelievable. And they're all young black men.
For the most part.
Who are being killed by young black men.
That's right.
So this is what they're worried about is a mirage of 1950s-style American segregation, racism from the South. They want to fight the white devil. Can't go fight the black devil. Black devils stalking their streets every night, gunning down their own people. Can't go fight that. That would be snitching.
New benchmark in Philly last night.
Philly hit 300.